In November of 2025, before either novel was fully underway, I wrote the scene based on a story told me years earlier. The names Mary Ellen and Chester Rollins were already forming, though I did not yet understand how large their lives on the page would become. This short piece became the foundation of the novels that followed. Know the Horse. The morning sun over Madisonville, Texas ranch looked like it always did, hard and white and already mean by 9:30. The fences shimmered silver, cicadas shrilled in the pines, and the smell of hay mixed with motor oil drifted out of the shed where Chet Rollins kept his tack, race cars, sports cars, trucks, and other odds and ends picked up in his various endeavors. He was out there that day on one leg. The other was in a plaster cast up to the knee, scrawled with phone numbers and crew jokes from the Houston crew. 2 weeks earlier, that same leg had been bent sideways after a horse named Rattler pitched in the dirt like a sack of feed. Any reasonable man would have stayed inside, but Chet Rollins wasn't raised on reason. He was halfway through cinching the saddle when the kitchen screen door banged open. Mary Ellen stepped on the porch, apron still on, arms crossed, hair not a single curl out of place. She wasn't angry yet, just studying him, the way she did when she thought he was doing something he ought not to be doing. "You can't even walk, Chet," she said. "What's your plan if he throws you again?" "I won't give him a chance," he said. "He'll mind this time." "Uh-huh." She watched him a moment longer, then turned and went back inside. The screen door banged shut behind her. Chet limped around the horse's flank, cussing softly, trying to act like the leg didn't hurt. The horse flicked an ear, unimpressed. "You and me going to get along today, okay?" Chet said. "Ain't that right, boy?" Rattler stomped once. Dust puffed up around Chet's boot. For a moment, Chet figured he had won. The screen door creaked again. Mary Ellen walked back out with a Winchester level action 30-30 leveled across her arm. Beautifully engraved, gold flowers on the receiver, the same one that Chet had bought her years ago. She carried it light, casual, but there was a look in her eye that meant she had made up her mind about something. He heard the distinctive click-clack of the lever being cocked. Chet froze, halfway through tightening the girth strap. "Now hold on," he said. "You fixing to shoot me, Mary Ellen?" She didn't smile. "No, the horse." For a heartbeat, even the wind quit moving. Then Rattler snorted, stomped once more, and backed off like he had understood every word. Chet stared at the rifle, at Mary Ellen, at the horse, and finally sat himself on the fence rail, breathing hard. Mary Ellen walked closer, resting the Winchester against her shoulder. "You're going to bust that leg clean off if you keep it at it." "Maybe," he said, "but she's going to learn who's boss." She tilted her head. "Looks to me like he already has." He wanted to argue, but she was right, and they both knew it. The pain was blooming up his thigh now, sweat darkening the brim of his hat. He reached down and loosened the cinch, muttered under his breath. Mary Ellen watched it until the saddle hit the dust. "That's better," she said. "Now come eat before I feed your breakfast and your favorite pie to the dogs." He laughed, half sheepishly, half proud of her nerve. "You scare me sometimes, Miss Rollins." "Good," she said. "Keeps you alive." She turned and walked back toward the house, rifle swinging easily in one hand. Chet sat there for a while, watching her go, the cicadas picking up again, the pressure heat pressing down. The horse lowered its head to graze beside him, quiet now. Chet reached out and rubbed his neck. "Guess we both got lucky," he said. "She's got better aim than sense." The horse flicked its tail, unimpressed as ever. Inside, he could hear the clatter of dishes and the faint sound of Mary Ellen humming some tune from the church. The day rolled on like every other on the Rollins Ranch. Too hot, too bright, too alive to waste arguing with horses or wives who are usually right. And that, Chet thought, was probably why he loved them both.